Andrew Bennett, please, tell me a bit of who you are and why you want to stand for the nominate board.
Right, I'm a postgraduate student currently studying at Staffordshire University, and I've been an active online domainer posting on domain forums since about 1999, and I've developed a number of online services, including sites like WhoisSearch and deleting.co.uk. And the main aim of those was to help others in the business and get started and promote the UK namespace.
Domaining, as you well know, is a pretty controversial issue at the moment. So why do you think that nominate members should vote for you?
Well, I see domainers as, you know, stakeholders that just happen to own more than, say, 100 domain names. I feel strongly that those type of people should be represented at the highest level of nominate, not just seen as, you know, cyber squatters or carpetbaggers.
Presumably your concern is that the nominate has been bringing in several, what it perceives as controls on what can become a big issue within domains. And presumably, what are you saying? You're saying it's gone too far, or do you think there's misunderstanding or what?
I think it has gone too far. There's been recent DRS cases where domainers have registered things like findcheeses.co.uk or bounce.co.uk or mercer.co.uk, and they've had those domains taken away because they thought they were generic when they registered them, and because they use things like pay-per-click and internet advertising, they've had the decisions have gone against them just because of the fact that they've happened to, you know, taken the risk and registered a lot of domain names.
In your statement, the first point you say is that I want to bridge the growing gap between domainers and the wider community. What's the risk if there is a growing gap?
The growing gap is that domainers on particularly on the mailing lists of nominate like Nomster are often seen as those nominate members that are playing with the rules and the policies of nominate, like drop catching and testing the systems and using it to their own advantage. However, most of the time they're internet entrepreneurs trying to, you know, make a living by developing domain names.
So, I mean, so if you were selected to the board, what changes would you make to nominate?
My main concern is to increase the communication between nominate and its members. You know, my experience from doing my masters and doing modules like e-communities has given me the experience and the desire to help nominate develop new ways of communicating with its members. Even providing members with a weekly or monthly newsletter would be a start in bringing the membership together and making the memberships as a whole communicate better.
Okay.
We saw at the EGM where it was, the communication had broken down.
One thing that will count against you is that you're the youngest candidate, and the question will be, what experience do you bring? We are talking about a board position on a large company. How would you sort of make up for the lack of years and experience?
I I'm the youngest member by a few years, but I see nominate is only 10 years old itself, and the internet is constantly changing. And I spent the last 10 years in education. My skills have developed over that period of time and can give that to the board and use my experience in that way.
Okay. Thank you very much, Andrew.